Welcome to your five for today. It was late at night, and suddenly the storm broke. Martin and Jenny were sitting together by the fireside before going to bed, when the first thunderclap shook the windows. "I think we're in for a storm," said Jenny. "That, my dear, is fairly obvious," answered her husband, without looking up from his crossword. "Do you think Mikey is okay?" asked Jenny. "Of course he is," came the reply. "You know, just can't get 22 across. It's six letters, and the clue is..." Jenny never did get to hear what the clue was, for the next moment there was a simultaneous flash of lightning and a loud crash of thunder. Immediately all the lights went out. "Martin, please go and check Mikey is all right. He must be awake, and he'll be scared." "All right," said Martin, resigned that his crossword had been put on hold for the immediate future. "Where's the torch?" "It's in the drawer." "Which drawer?" Martin demanded. "That one there," Jenny informed him. "Jenny, it's pitch dark. I can't see where you're pointing." Eventually the torch was located, and Martin climbed up the stairs to where his six-year-old son had been put to bed just an hour ago. As he got to the door, he turned off the torch, thinking that if by some miracle Mikey had slept through the thunder and lightning, the light of the torch might wake him up. Even as he pushed the door open in darkness, he realised the stupidity of his logic. If Mikey had slept through the lightning, a small torch was unlikely to make much difference. Even so, as he peered into the pitch-dark room, all seemed to be quiet. Very cautiously, Martin turned on the torch and shone it on Mikey's bed. It was empty. Feeling slightly alarmed, Martin played the beam around the room and saw to his amazement that Mikey was at the window, with his face pressed to the glass. At that moment, a gigantic fork of lightning split the sky outside, and the whole house shook with the deep, resonating boom of the thunder. As the rumble subsided, Martin heard his little boy shout out, "Wow! That was great, God! Do it again! Do it again!" Martin found himself by his son's side. "You okay, Mikey?" he asked. "Sure, Dad." "Aren't you scared?" he asked. "No, of course not," came the indignant reply. "You're always telling me that God loves me and cares for me, so I'm just enjoying his firework display." Mikey had learned at an early age that wonderful lesson of trust. As far as he was concerned, his heavenly Father loved him and cared for him, and he was in control of even a terrific thunderstorm. For Mikey, the storm wasn't to be feared, but to be enjoyed. Sometimes it's hard to realise the truth of Romans 8, verse 28. "All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." May little Mikey's experience be true for each one of us.